Puka Nacua goes to rehab after reported drunken New Year's Eve incident. By Warner Todd Houston on April 2, 2026. LA Rams star Puka Nacua has gone into rehab after an alleged drunken domestic incident on New Year's Eve, according to reports. Nacua, 24, has enrolled himself in a luxury treatment center in Malibu. According to his attorney, Levi McCathern, Yahoo Sports reported. The attorney insisted that the rehab is not the result of a lawsuit filed against the player by the player's former girlfriend, Madison Aishabai. Still, McCathern did admit that the combination of stories y'all have run is certainly a contributing factor for his client entering into treatment. He was in there a substantial period of time before any of these allegations broke with Madison. McCathern added, and he's scheduled to be there for a while longer. The lawyer also insisted that Nacua is working to improve his overall behavior in every aspect of his life that he can do it. The California Post published photos of Nacua entering and leaving the center. He looked upbeat in the photos. I have talked to him, McCathern reported. He's in great spirits. I think he's doing absolutely fabulous. I'm just really excited for how he's going to look next year. For as great as he was, I think he's going to be even better going forward. Nacua has reportedly been soused in public on several occasions, one time during the Super Bowl and another on March 24. Aishabai is accusing Nacua of gender violence, assault and battery, and negligence. She also alleges that he at least once said, "Fuck all the juice" during a dinner on New Year's Eve. The paper added that Aishabai is asking for general and compensatory damages in an amount to be proven at trial as well as special damages including medical expenses, past and future, in an amount to be proven at trial. In the filing, the woman says that Nacua started acting out against her at a December 31st party in 2025, saying, Nacua became intoxicated and was acting strange and touchy-feely with the women at the dinner. She adds that Nacua made an unprovoked anti-Semitic statement and that she is Jewish and was immediately felt uncomfortable and emotionally distressed. Aishabai also filed photos of bite marks on her back, she says, the player caused that. McCathern, though, has denied all allegations. They continued to make up stories trying to turn this minor episode into big dollars, McCathern said. In the end, they are going to be paying Puka and not the other way around. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.